Question 3. Discuss the genesis of a particular poem you have submitted to the Fish House. I thought I'd talk about my poem, Thoreau Entered His Cabin 50 Years Before Freud's First Mention of Transference, in relation to this topic. This poem arose out of making a connection among some books I read a couple years ago. Since I was in high school, I've written down quotes I like in my notebooks, and the quote from Thoreau's journal that serves as the epigraph to the poem was one I recorded. And I'll just quote it again. Think of the consummate folly of attempting to go away from here, when the constant endeavor should be to get nearer and nearer here. One morning when I was flipping around through my notebook, looking for something to get me started on a poem, I came upon his words again. At the time I was reading, or had recently read, I'm not sure which, Janet Malcolm's book, Psychoanalysis, The Impossible Profession. That book's largely about the contemporary world of psychoanalysis, or that world as it was around 1980, which was when the book was published. But in it, Malcolm also provides background on Freud's key discoveries, including transference. When I reread the Thoreau quote, I thought of the concept of transference, how it could be said to take you away from the person you're actually talking to in the present. I didn't think about that connection in an extended or really even a rational way. It just flashed through my mind, and then, I think almost immediately, I started jotting down notes for a poem. There's a very short quote from Walden in the middle of the poem, when I write of Thoreau finding no little amusement in baking his bread. No little amusement is the quote. After I started thinking about my answer to this question, I noticed that all of the poems I decided to record have snippets of other people's language in them. The bit from Walden here, something I overheard or heard someone say, a quote from Virginia Woolf, some graffiti. I'm clearly attracted to the effects of bringing others' voices into my poems, but doing so never seems to work if I'm too deliberate about it, and rarely are someone else's words the originating impulse for one of my poems. Thoreau Entered His Cabin is an exception in this respect. Lastly, I guess I'd like to say that another key factor to the poem's existence was that I had the time not only to sit at my desk casting around for a place to start a new poem, but also to read various books in which I was interested. One of the other questions I could have chosen to answer was, what has been the most difficult obstacle for you becoming a poet? And I'd say the hardest thing for me has been to find or make the sort of time I seem to need to write, at least write well, which includes not only the time to write regularly, usually on some sort of daily or almost daily schedule, but also time to read and take walks and just generally exist without trying to accomplish something on a list of things that I feel like I have to get done. I'm due to deliver a baby on my first in a few days, and I know that going forward, it's going to be hard to find the sort of time and mental space that I'm talking about, but I'm going to have to figure out how to do it or else learn to write with less, because I get unhappy and out of sorts if I let too much time go by without writing.